Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October the 27th, 2017, an international advisory committee decided that an African song or chant from Barbados dating to the 18th century would be inscribed in the UNESCO Memory of the World Register. The words and music for this song had been transcribed in the 1770s by Dr. William Dixon, later a prominent member of the anti-slavery movement in Britain, who was at the time serving as secretary to Edward Hay, the governor of Barbados. Dixon had heard the song sung by enslaved Africans on a local sugar plantation. On his return to England, he gave his transcription of the song to the anti-slavery campaigner Granville Sharp. It has been preserved ever since, over more than 250 years, as part of the Sharp family papers, which are now deposited at an archive in Gloucestershire. According to UNESCO, the song represents a part of the Barbadian documentary heritage of which there are no other known examples. It is a song which represents how the enslaved saw their lot and how they commented on their lived experience. It also represents one of the tools that the oppressed used in their resistance. According to the nomination form proposing the inscription, it is the oldest known work song sung in Barbadian Creole by enslaved Africans in Barbados. The song text evokes tremendous pathos and suffering at the hands of a brutal colonial system and demonstrates their strength of spirit and resistance against overwhelming odds. The words of the song, which are in the classic call and response form familiar in other African work songs, are as follows. Massa buy me, he won't killer me, oh. Massa buy me, he won't killer me, oh. Massa buy me, he won't killer me, oh. For he kill me, he ship me regular. Aye. For I live with a bad man, oh la. For I live with a bad man, oh budda boo. For I live with a bad man, oh la. For I would go to the riverside regular. Roger Gibb, who was the man who was most responsible for the inscription of this song in the UNESCO Memory of the World Register, on this day in 2017, described it as a remarkable find of world significance.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.